The story I want to tell is about a prank played by the proctors on the Dean of Men. It was traditional that the proctors play some kind of a prank in the spring of the year, and Dick Cardozo and I were the ringleaders on this one. Dick couldn't be here this morning, so he asked me to come over and relate the story. It required some preparation. One of the proctors had a key to the dean's office, and I had a key to the physics shop. So in the physics shop, I made a replica of a cage door covered with silver paint and the whole nine yards, which was same size as the door to the dean's inner office. We then got over there in the middle of the night and made our preparations. The door to the dean's inner office was removed and replaced with the cage door. The furniture was removed. We hung some bananas from the ceiling and scattered some boxes around. Then when the next morning, when the dean came in, one of the proctors, I can't remember his name now, was sitting on the desk holding a stopwatch. The moment the dean noticed this unusual arrangement, he clicked his stopwatch. Dean walked in, looked around, came out, got a chair, stepped up on the chair, retrieved the bananas, at which point Proctor clicked the stopwatch again and informed him that the time it had taken him to retrieve the bananas was somewhat longer than that required by most intelligent apes. He did get special credit for going outside the scene and using the chair to inspect the boxes which had been provided. There's a sequel to this. We arranged for some of his friends to come over to see this during the day. And some years later, when I was back for a reunion, I went to see Casey, and there in his backyard was the cage door, having been recycled into a trellis.
Great.
Very clever.
Elaborate.
When you do something like this, does it presume really great knowledge of a dean and how the reaction will be?
Well, it was sort of a tradition. You know, what can Casey do when everybody's laughing?
Right. Yeah, I was just wondering how you assess a personality of someone who will be open to that. But that kind of prank was a tradition for the proctors. Is that the way it worked?
Yeah. We thought that the year before, where they just filled his office with balloons, but that wasn't terribly imaginative.
Yeah.
And so we thought something better would be appropriate.
Yeah, that's a great story. Thank you.